Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's been about 400 years since Shakespeare asked, what's in a name? And yet, we still haven't settled that question. It's all very well when you're talking about what to call roses, but what about more sensitive issues like race? Imagine editing Shylock to make it less offensive.
He hath disgraced me, thwarted my bargains, cooled my friends, heated mine enemies, and what's his reason? I am a...
Ethnic man.
If a Christian wrong a...
Ethnic man.
What should his sufferings be?
If a... Ethnic man.
Wrong a Christian? What is his humility? Revenge?
The expurgated version of literature. Shakespeare isn't the offender this time. It's Mark Twain. What's in a name? Quite a lot, actually. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 5th. John Hockenberry is out sick this morning. Let's get right to the top of the news. At noon today, Nancy Pelosi will hand the gavel over to incoming Speaker of the House, John Boehner, and Republicans will officially take control of the House of Representatives. They're promising lots of changes. First thing they say they'll do is read the Constitution as Congress convenes. New Majority Leader Eric Cantor says Republicans will focus on spending cuts.
We will and have committed to put onto the floor each and every week bills that cut spending and reduce the federal deficit.
But Republicans are already backing away from their promise to cut $100 billion in spending this year. They now say $50 billion is more likely. And they'll also rush into a political fight to repeal the health care overhaul bill. Speaking aboard Air Force One, President Obama hopes Republicans are getting ready to get things done, not just play to their base.
My expectation, my hope, is that John Boehner, Mitch McConnell, will realize that there'll be plenty of time to campaign for 2012 in 2012.
Senate Democrats will push for changes as well. They want to end the use of filibusters as a way to stall a bill from ever being debated or voted on. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick will talk more about Congress in about 15 minutes. But let's go to Pakistan now. Three days of nationwide mourning has begun after the governor of Pakistan's most populous state was gunned down yesterday. The Pakistani ambassador to the U.S., Hussein Haqqani, tells our partner, the BBC, the assassination of Salman Taseer is a setback in the fight against extremists.
He was a very strong voice against extremism. He stood for women's rights. He stood for minorities' rights. And in the end, he paid with his life for what he believed in.
Taseer's funeral is taking place in Lahore today. Thousands have gathered in the city. Security is very tight. And it's now desk duty for Owen Honors. He was the captain of a U.S. aircraft carrier, and he produced and starred in a lewd video released this week. He will no longer command the USS Enterprise or any other ship. U.S. automakers sold more than 11 million cars and trucks this past year. That's the first annual increase since the recession began. Ford and Chrysler posted double-digit gains, while GM sales rose 6%. Toyota only sold fewer cars last year than the year before. They were the only automaker whose numbers went down. And lottery officials say two winning tickets were sold in last night's $355 million Mega Millions drawing. One was sold in Ohio, the other in Washington State. After taxes, each one of those winners will get a check for about $104 million and calls from relatives they've never heard of. Taking a look at the markets, Asian markets are mixed, European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,691, the S&P at 1,270, and the NASDAQ is going to open up at 2,681 at the opening bell. Coming up this morning, we have a lot of discussions about political correctness, censoring for the greater good. It's a theme in a new TV program in Afghanistan where women tell their stories of abuse from behind a mask. That's coming up later this hour. But first, we're going to talk about Mark Twain. Would he have censored himself? Unlikely, but we'll talk about a publisher's decision to eliminate the N-word from Huckleberry Finn. Does it change the book? We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but we want you to weigh in on this now. What is the benefit of holding back expurgated versions of literature, censoring yourself? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.